We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
BlueWire.
The Chicago Bulls select Kobe White.
LaVine with the runway.
Welcome to Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast. We're on the Blue Iron Network. We're brought to you by Deal Dash. We're brought to you by Bet Online. We're brought to you by NFL Sunday Ticket. I'm Ricky O'Donnell. I'm here with Jason Pat. Jason, the day we've finally been waiting for is here. Jim Boylan, gone. Fired.
Fired.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful Friday. Was not expecting it, and not even like a news, like a Friday night news dump. We got it early in this morning on Friday. Just a great way to start a beautiful Friday. The sun was shining. Sit down to work for the day, and it comes across that Jim Boylan's been relieved of his duties. I don't want to be super mean about this, and it's about somebody getting fired and somebody losing their job. But you know what? We've been calling it forever. It took longer than we wanted it to. We were getting worried there for a bit with all that speculation out there about the financial concerns and about Karnišovas empowering Jimbo and all this goofy stuff. But he made the decision basically the last day of the regular season. There are games going on right now, but basically the play-in and the playoffs are set after last night's crazy Portland Brooklyn game. So basically right after that was done, Karnišovas makes the decision to axe Jim Boylan. And it feels good. Ricky, what was your first reaction when you saw that?
Well, I just relief. You know, it wasn't even like being overjoyed. It was just like, thank God they did this very obvious and easy thing to do. I do feel like we're kind of giving the Bulls extra credit here for doing something they should have done on the first day. And it just shows how low the bar for the franchise is, right? Like, you fired the worst coach in the league. Congratulations. Everyone actually thought you were going to keep him because you're so cheap and you're so loyal to the wrong people that, you know, it was widely speculated upon that Boylan was going to be back. When Karnišovas first got hired, I really thought he was going to fire Boylan within a week or two. But, you know, to hear Karnišovas say it, the way he sort of explained it was that he fired Boylan today because it was the first day of the offseason, because the seeding games ended yesterday. Kind of a weird explanation, if you ask me. Like, I don't know what is, you know, symbolic about that. Maybe it's something to do with contracts. Maybe it's just all BS. But, this should have happened sooner. The fact that it did happen, though, is all that matters. And,
yeah,
you know, I absolutely don't begrudge Karnišovas for not doing it immediately, so I just want to get that up front. And I think that, you know, great. Like, the Bulls fired the worst head coach in the league. Congratulations. This is what you should have done. So let's not say, like, holy shit, the Bulls are back, or everything's going to be great with the Bulls now. They have a lot of work to do. This was, as we said from the time Karnišovas was hired, the easiest first test you could ever have to pass. Today he passed it. Good job, Karnišovas. Let's see what's next.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, look back and just and, like, still, like, rip on him for taking so long to do it. I mean, it was reported for a while that we know ownership wanted him to evaluate, and he said he was going to be patient and evaluate. I don't really know why it took, whatever, 2 to 3 months, but like you said, he did it. I'm good, whatever. He can give his weird explanations. It's totally fine. Whatever. The fact that Jim Boylan is gone is now, like you said, that's all that matters. And that ends a very bizarre, obviously awful era of Bulls basketball. It is one I will never forget because, again, just bizarre factor. Kind of hilarious. It was hilarious. Also very painful. Ricky, and you put a tweet thread together just about, like, all just the goofy stuff that Jim Boylan did and how, like, and how he, like, survived through this until now. And I'm sure your thread could have been way longer. I mean, just going back to the very start of this era, after Fred Hoiberg gets fired at the start of last season, and then that first week we get a big win over the Thunder, and then the Celtics game where they lose by what is it, 56, and there's the damn mutiny. And just from there, like, that basically would just, like, set the tone for this entire bizarre 1.5 years of Jim Boylan. I did tweet about this, how, again, I don't want to be super mean to Jim Boylan. Like, I'm sure he is a nice guy. Like, a lot of people, they talked about the hashtag care factor and all the work he put in. And, I mean, reading some of his, like, comments and, like, that interview with, like, Darnell he did, like, I think he obviously knows the game very well. Just all that, like, I'm sure he'll get an assistant job somewhere else, but just clearly just an awful, terrible head coach. The players hated him. So many goofy things. You don't want him speaking to the media as the head of your franchise. And obviously, just all we saw in the last year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been, showed that Jim Boylan needed to go. I guess what is your just main takeaway from this era of Bulls basketball under Jim Boylan?
Well, before we get to that, I thought it was hilarious that I had a bunch of Utah fans quoting my thread and being like, wow, Jim Boylan was a bad NBA coach? This is my shocked face. So, like, the fans who rooted for a team led by Jim Boylan before knew Jim Boylan was garbage. Is the exact same thing in the NBA as it was in college. Jim Boylan was terrible. I do not think Jim Boylan will ever get another NBA job back. However, we should note that, like, Jim Boylan was hilarious in every single way. He gave us a lot to talk about. I felt like during the season, it was like every single week we would have another goofy Boylan moment to talk about, whether he was, like, you know, calling a timeout in the last 10 seconds of a game when they're down by 20 points, or not calling a timeout when Daniel Gafford can't even walk on the court, having, you know, to have another head coach take a timeout just because he felt bad for Gafford. There was a million different things with Boylan, and yeah, I compiled a few of them together on Twitter, but the point is that the Bulls had so much strangeness around the franchise even before Jim Boylan was hired, right? And Boylan feels like the weirdest character in this Bulls arc all the way around, right? Like, this is the guy that John Paxson decided to die on the hill for, was Jim Boylan. Like, this is the guy that ownership said to Karnišovas the first day he took the job, like, just give Jim a chance, get to know Jim. These people love Jim Boylan. Jerry Reinsdorf told me he was the CEO. So why people named Paxson and why people named Reinsdorf love Jim Boylan is one of the absolute strangest things in the world to me, because anyone from the outside could see the guy was just a miserable coach. He won 31% of his games, so just objectively, he was bad. We had a season this year where he started the season at a press conference saying, you know, we think that we can be a playoff team. Our goal is to make the playoffs. 3 months later, he's like, well, I'm not evaluated by wins and losses. I'm evaluated by developing all 15 guys on this team. So just so funny all the way around. I think Boylan, it reminds me a little bit of Boozer. Like, I don't know how you felt about Boozer back in the day. I found Boozer to be very frustrating. But, like, when Boozer was gone in the years that have, you know, come since then, I find myself really looking back at the Boozer tenure fondly, because he was entertaining, because the team was really good, and just mostly because he just seemed like, you know, a big personality for the Bulls and for us to write about and talk about. So I wonder if the same thing is going to happen with Boylan, where when we get some more separation, like, we're not actually going to be angry at Jim Boylan. We're just going to be like, how the fuck did this ever happen? This was hilarious. I can't believe anyone, you know, thought this was a good idea. And I guess that's, like, my main takeaway. Like, I don't hate Jim Boylan at all.
Yeah, right.
Just not personal. Bad NBA head coach. And Jim, thanks for all the quotes, because you provided us with a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. I tweeted this, like, you know, like, a small part of me will miss him, because, like, he, even as, like, awful as the coach he was and as terrible of basketball we, like, had to sit through, like, It was entertaining. The quotes were hilarious. I gave a shout out to Cody Westerlund of The Score, our guy, for just like constantly putting together these Boylanisms and documenting them on Twitter, and definitely probably like goading him to say goofy stuff too. So yeah, I mean, it's like, especially like, we hope obviously if the Bulls get good, especially like if Karnišovas can build a good team here in Chicago and like the Bulls get good in the next few years, like we can definitely look back in the Boylan years and absolutely laugh and be like, remember that fucking time where the Bulls had this Goomba as their head coach? And like, and we can definitely laugh at it. If the Bulls stay crappy, then we'll just stay depressed and all that. But, and even then we could probably still laugh at Jim Boylan. But yeah, like again, yeah, none of this is personal with Jim. As much as like we shit on him and talked about how bad he was as a coach, nothing against him as the guy. Just not a good NBA coach. And now we are now moving on. Thank God. So let us move on. Obviously the Bulls will do a coaching search. I don't want to say there's no rush. I mean, we got the lottery coming up the next week and we'll have the draft in the next couple of months. So I feel like they'd like to probably get someone in relatively soon. I know some of the guys that they're looking at, are guys that have jobs right now. So that complicates things a little bit. So, I mean, I would assume that they've probably been looking at guys for a while now. I know, like, Ime Udoka, his name has been out there, and Cowley put his name out there again as the front runner today. And Kenny Atkinson also has been out there. There's, like, Darvin Ham of the Bucks, David Vanterpool of the Timberwolves. I know Adrian Griffin again. Adrian Griffin had his name come up in some not-so-great allegations that his wife put out there on Twitter. The Raptors did come out with a statement on that. It's pretty graphic, pretty bad, like domestic abuse, violence. I don't want to speculate here at all. I just want to put it out there. This is what she put out there. This is what the Raptors put out there. I know like Adrian Griffin's kids were kind of denying it all, but that might complicate things a bit there. But obviously he was a pretty big name on the list. And I know I think Woj did bring his name up. Ricky, who are you looking at to take over for Jim Boylan?
Yeah, I will say that I don't have someone who my heart is set on going into the process. I really just hope that they, like, cast a wide net, interview a bunch of candidates, and that money isn't a factor that's preventing them from hiring the best guy possible. So, like, you know, do we want Mike D'Antoni? Because he could very realistically be on the market once the Rockets are eliminated. Brett Brown was the next guy I was going to name. I think that he could very realistically be on the market. You already have Kenny Atkinson. So those are kind of your established head coaches that are going to demand more money and probably, quite frankly, like more investment in the organization throughout. Like, you know, if you hire Mike D'Antoni, he's probably not going to be there for a 6-year rebuild or something again. You know what I mean? Like, you got to start to make some moves. My guess is that the Bulls hire a first-time head coach, whether it's someone like Udoka or it's Darvin
Ham. Wes Unseld, they have to bring up. Yeah,
Wes Unseld, Darvin Ham, Griffin. I feel like those allegations should probably knock him out the list for sure. I mean, do your due diligence on that. I'm not going to pass any judgment, but those were some horrific allegations. So
yeah.
I think that, you know, as long as the Bulls cast a wide net, that's really what matters. My guess is they hire a first-time head coach. And I wanted to bring this up, Jason, before we moved on, but Joe Colley reported, according to a source, the Boylan file with human resources wasn't the greatest, including a verbal run-in with a team chef. So I would love to know what happened between Boylan and this team chef. If anyone's got info for us, drop us a line because that sounds funny. Can we like FOIA human resources for Boylan's personal file? But yeah, in terms of his successor, I would say just interview a bunch of people and hire the best person you can find. Don't let money get in the way.
I had totally forgot. I had meant to bring up that chef thing. Yeah, because I mean, there's the dirt coming out after Boylan gets fired, and yeah,
classic Bulls like too, right? Like they did this to Thibodeau. Thibodeau was obviously a way better coach, but like it is kind of funny. There's like they're like kicking dirt out of him as soon as he leaves.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture like the run-in with the Jim Boylan had with the team chef. Like, what did this poor team chef do to Jim Boylan? Like, I would love to know what happened there. That is absolutely hilarious. But yeah, no more run-ins with team chefs for Jim Boylan, like you said. And looking at these candidates, I would tend to agree. Like, I would be shocked if they shelled out for a big-time coach like a D'Antoni or Brett Brown. I think they would cost a lot. I don't think the Bulls are looking to do that. If they did, I mean, I guess I'd be pleasantly surprised. Like, I guess I don't even know how much I would love. I mean, D'Antoni's obviously a really good coach. Like, I don't know if he really fits with what the Bulls are, like, looking to do right now. And I don't know if he would really want to do that or with Brett Brown's obviously he coached the process. He's been there for a while now. Like, I guess I wouldn't hate it. I feel like a lot of Sixers fans don't really like Brett Brown now, but I don't really know how much that is on him other than, I mean, they have kind of a weird roster. But yeah, I would tend to think that it probably would be one of these like up and coming assistants. And like I have do not, I would have to read more about these guys. Like, I can't say I have some like deep knowledge of like Wes Unseld Jr. and Darvin Ham and Vanderpool. I know like CJ McCollum shouted at David Vanderpool on Twitter last night. And I know he retweeted that just for some like defensive advice he gave him when he used to be with the Blazers. But yeah, like you said, cast a wide net, because when was the last time the Bulls actually did a coaching search? It's been a goddamn decade since they did one. It's been so long. So it looks like we're actually going to be able to see a Chicago Bulls coaching search. And that's kind of cool because it's been forever.
Absolutely. Yeah, they didn't do one for Hoiberg, obviously. They said they did, but they didn't. Everyone knew they were going to hire Hoiberg 4 months before they even fired Thibodeau. And obviously they didn't do a coaching search to hire Boylan. So, yeah, I would say just cast a wide net. And really, I'm just glad that Karnišovas isn't a total pushover. I'm glad that he has some autonomy. And for me, the main thing Karnišovas has to do in this job, his biggest task, is just going to be advocating for himself. And that means a lot of different things, right? It's like the Bulls still have a pretty small front office. They still have a pretty small, like, analytics department, scouting department, player personnel department. Michael Reinsdorf said he was going to invest in the franchise. He made a few hires. He hasn't made enough. Karnišovas needs to be the guy, is the driving force to get the Reinsdorfs to hire more people within the organization and to make this the first-class organization that it should be. So this is, I think, one sign of it. I think that, you know, if it was up to the Reinsdorfs, Boylan probably would be the head coach next year because they liked him so much personally and because he was cheap. But, you know, Karnišovas thankfully advocated for the firing of Boylan. They listened to him and it's over now. So Karnišovas, keep doing that throughout this entire tenure and I'll feel a lot more comfortable about the franchise.
Yeah, it does sound like they want to build up player development staff. That's something they've mentioned before, and they're obviously very lean on that right now, but it does sound like they're going to hopefully add some more there. It does sound like they're finished with, like, big time. I don't know if big time is the right word, but like significant, like, front office hires, which is kind of unfortunate if that's the case. But, I mean, maybe Karnišovas will push for more stuff like that because they do still have a bunch of holdovers, but either way, whatever. Boylan is gone. If they do build up that player development staff, that'd be nice. And then they'll have to get going on the roster. And, I mean, we're going to wrap up here pretty quick. We're going to keep this short today. We'll have more coming up this weekend. We're going to bring on our guy Matt from Bloggable, who has obviously had a stellar hot take column at Bloggable about firing Karnišovas. And we'll have to talk about it.
I fucking love it.
I didn't want to go as far as he did, but just teasing him coming up, and we'll definitely talk to him about his thoughts about how this whole process played out, what we're looking at moving forward. I mentioned, again, we have the lottery in basically like a week. I believe that is on Thursday. Again, the Bulls are in the seventh spot, so we will see what happens there. We can probably preview that a little bit as well in our next pod. But yeah, that is it. It's a beautiful Friday here in Chicago. Jim Boylan is fired. I poured myself a nice little glass of bourbon here to celebrate this lovely Friday. And yeah, like I said, we'll talk more about Boylan and this whole process in our next pod. We'll talk about the lottery coming up. Ricky, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Thank God Jim Boylan's gone, man. What a bizarre head coach. What a bizarre guy.
Oh, seriously, what a guy. What a guy. All right, that is it for us today on this emergency Jim Boylan is fired podcast. He is gone. That is it. This has been Cast Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast. As always, shout out to Blue Wire and the Blue Wire Network. Go listen to all the great pods across the network. Shout out to our sponsors, NFL Sunday Ticket, Bet Online, Deal Dash. For us here at Cast Considerations, please rate and review us. As always, wherever you listen to your pods, let us know how we're doing. You know where we're on Twitter. At Bulls_J, Ricky's at SBN_Ricky. So we will talk to you guys in a couple days. We'll have Matt from Bloggable on. So enjoy your weekend, guys. Jason and Ricky, we'll talk to you later. Hallelujah. Jim Boylan is gone.